You know, they say when life hands you lemons, you ought to make lemonade. So I want to tell you about a little girl who did just that. In 1996, a young girl by the name of Alexandra Scott was diagnosed with childhood leukemia before her first birthday. But that didn't get little Alex down, because she decided at the age of 4 in the year of 2000, she wanted to open up a lemonade stand, donate all of the money to charity so that they could find a cure for childhood cancer. And so she did. And on her very first day, her parents were shocked to find that she had made over $2,000. And over the next 4 years, she operated that lemonade stand, and to everybody's surprise, she earned over $1 million of funds that could go to research for childhood leukemia. But sadly, in 2004, at the age of 8, Alexandra Scott passed away. But that is not where her legacy ended. You see, as a result and an inspiration of what she did as a 4-year-old girl, children from all over the country set up lemonade stands, with all of the proceeds going to Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation. And as of 2017, all total, they have raised over $140 million. And that started with a 4-year-old little girl. Can you believe it? I mean, that just goes to show that one person, no matter how small, can make a difference. Do you ever feel that you're too small to make a difference? That you're just one individual and you're just an ordinary person, you're not very talented, you're just here? Well, if you feel that way, let me tell you, God has plans for you. I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 if you have your Bibles. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul reminded the Corinthians that they also were small, ordinary, weak individuals, and yet God wanted to work through them to do some amazing things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we read in verse 26, "For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. And the base things of the world and the despised, God has chosen the things that are not, so that he may nullify the things that are, so that no man can boast before God." You see, God likes to work through weak, ordinary individuals, because when he does that, he gets all the credit. And so if you feel small and insignificant, you probably ought to stretch, because God has big plans for you. God likes to do big things through small people. God likes to do big things through small kingdoms. Consider Israel for just a moment, just a small, nothing kingdom. It wasn't because they were mighty that God chose them. In fact, we remember in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 7, Moses tells the people, "The Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any of the peoples, for you were the fewest of the peoples." God worked through Israel, this nothing kingdom, so that the world would know that he is God. And God likes to work with small kingdoms today. You see, a little kingdom was started in the days of Jesus that we call his church. And we know that that small kingdom, no matter how much persecution it faces, will always persevere. Because God, through the prophet Daniel, in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44, said that in the days of those kings, he would establish his kingdom and it would never be destroyed. And here we are. And we get to hold up the light of the gospel. But God likes to go even smaller than the kingdom, and he likes to work with small armies to do big things. Do you remember in Judges chapter 7 when God called the general Gideon and he had way too many troops for God to get all of the glory? And so he said, "I want you to send back all of those who are afraid." And he did, and he still had 10,000 troops. And so he sent them down to the river and had them separate everyone who lapped like a dog and everybody who knelt to drink. And he was finally left with 300. And he said, "Yeah, I can work with that number." And what did they do? You read in Judges chapter 7, towards the end of the chapter, it says they blew a trumpet and smashed a pot. And that's how they won? I don't know about you, but that's not any military strategy that I would come up with. but it was something that only God could get the credit for. And God likes to work through small armies today. And I'm a testament of this because He likes to work through the small army here at 9th in Maine, here in Texas. He likes to work through the small army of Christians in Laramie, Wyoming, who since 1962 have been trying to reach out to the mission field of the students there at the University of Wyoming. God does big things through small people. But God goes even smaller than the kingdom, even smaller than the army. He likes to do big things through little individuals. In Judges chapter 2, we're introduced to a woman named Rahab. And she had a lot going against her. In that society, as a woman, she was not held in that high of esteem. But she was a prostitute. She's the lowest of the low. And yet she said to the spies that when they saw them marching through the land, their hearts melted. And she said, "The Lord your God, He is God of heaven and on earth." She had genuine faith. And it saved her. It saved her family. It saved the spies. And then Rahab marries a Jew named Salmon after she converts to Judaism and becomes the great-great-grandmother of King David and becomes an ancestor of Christ who's going to save the entire world. Can God do big things through one person? Let me tell you about one individual. There was a young lady who lived in Tennessee during the Civil War, and she had a sweetheart who was off fighting. And when he got back, she told him about the Christ that she had found. She told him the gospel. And he was baptized, and his name was J.H. Holbrook. He was so excited that he decided he was going to tell everybody he could about Jesus. And he baptized a good many himself. One of them was named Charlie Alexander Wheeler. And from a very young age, Charlie Alexander Wheeler said, "I'm going to preach the gospel every day of my life." And it's reported that in his lifetime, he planted over 100 congregations and personally baptized over 6,000 people. One of the individuals that Charlie baptized was a man by the name of Gus Nichols. And Gus, as you probably know, was a tremendous evangelist, having reportedly baptized over 12,000 people during his lifetime, including his sons, who became preachers. One of them is named Flavel Nichols, and it's reported that Flavel baptized over 3,000 people during his preaching period. Now, if you add those numbers up, you get a minimum of 21,000 souls who are going to be in heaven because one lady during the Civil War accepted Christ as her Savior, was baptized for the forgiveness of her sins, and told her husband about it. Do you believe God can do big things through just one person? I believe that He can. And I think that's why Paul said in Romans 1 and verse 16 that he could not be ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek. You see, if you feel weak, if you feel ordinary, if you feel as if you can't do very much, that's good. Because God can do great things through you, and He's going to get all the credit. So let's make sure that we're used by Him this week. He has to start with us if He's going to change other people's lives. We need to be in submission to His will. I hope that's encouraging for you. I think that we have a song next, and I don't know if there's anything else we normally do after the devotional, but I hope that message encourages you to continue walk faithfully with your God. Let's go ahead and stand as we sing.